Trip Jennings is the executive director of one of KUNM's news partners, NewMexicoIndepth.com, an online investigative news outlet. Some of the first reporting on the behavioral health provider audit came to us from New Mexico In Depth. Hi, Trip.
Hi, how are you?
You've written an open letter to Governor Susana Martinez, taking her to task for her administration's lack of transparency on this behavioral health provider audit and funding freeze. What does it take to get a journalist like you to do something like that? It's not really the kind of thing that journalists do very often.
Yeah, you're right. Not very often. It's basically hitting your head against a wall, asking questions. There have not been a lot of answers about how the state reached the decision to suspend payments. Let me say this. It is legal what they're doing. We've looked at federal regulations. It's totally legal. That's not what I call into question in the open letter. That's not what our reporting has called into question. Our reporting has called into question whether they had options or not, and they obviously did by looking at federal regulations. We're trying to understand the process, but we're not getting a lot of answers. And when you beat your head against the wall as a journalist, you get to a point where you're like, okay, if you don't answer, I'll just write an open letter.
Well, and it's not the first time that you have beat your head against a brick wall with respect to getting information from governmental entities.
No, I beat my head against the wall a lot with the Richardson administration. I engaged in a lot of aggressive reporting against the Richardson administration, and to the consternation of some of their press office, I wrote in my story, in my column, that, you know, one press officer who shall remain unnamed because we were both, it was a very tense situation, started yelling at me at the cabinet room in the fourth floor of the Capitol. This is Richardson's guy. So it's not really about Susana Martinez. It's about the press and getting answers to questions.
Well, so the Martinez administration has offered reasons for not releasing the audit. It would interfere in criminal and civil investigations into the fraud allegations by the state attorney general. They've offered reasons for freezing funding to organizations that have allegedly committed fraud. Freezing funding is one of the responses that complies with the Affordable Care Act. Why aren't those reasons enough?
Well, you know, first off, again, what they're doing is legal, but you have to understand credible allegation of fraud is a new standard created by the federal health care law that passed in 2010. It is a lower standard than the former reliable evidence of fraud. And the state gets flexibility on how to decide this. It seems to be a reasonable question. Hey, why did you reach this decision? And frankly, if it had been against one or two or three or four providers, maybe that doesn't set the standard for asking some of these questions. But they did it with 15 providers. And
these providers represent the behavioral health services for a large percentage of New Mexico clients.
I think, as I recall, I'm not looking at the numbers, but 30,000 of 85,000 people treated in behavioral health. But it's also a majority of spending in behavioral health dollars. So if they're going to take a drastic action like this, which is within their prerogative, but I think the public does need answers on how they reach the decision. And that's what journalists do.
So what do you hope to achieve with your letter, this open letter to Governor Susana Martinez, I guess, besides getting access to more information for your reporting?
I actually want, as a journalist, I'd like to hope that letter kind of sends a message to other journalists that it's okay to ask really tough questions. And when they say no, then you go to the press conference that's about another subject and you ask the question you want to ask and make them understand that you're not going away.
Trip Jennings is the executive director of one of KUNM's news partners, NewMexicoIndepth.com. It's an online investigative news outlet. Work produced by your reporters also appears in print and other broadcast outlets across the state. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.